Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is one of the creepiest guys that we know. We first met him when we were broadcasting from the Muser's bunker. We don't really like it when he joins us, but
really
we do like to keep tabs on him. We say good morning to Steve in the attic.
He's laughing already.
Oh, you thought you were rid of me, but I'm still here.
Great.
In the attic?
Oh, I live among the vents and crawl spaces that have been inside the ticket since the beginning of time. Little secret places that you wouldn't dare to lower yourself to enter. Now, would you, Craig?
Well, I don't know. It depends.
Because you think you're better than us, don't you, Craig?
No, never said that.
Ooh, Mr. Craig wouldn't dare get his anus dirty in this filthy crawled space.
What are you talking about?
I love watching you. I watch everything you do.
That's weird.
I don't do much
even
here in the studio.
Your most private moments.
Well, we don't have many of those up here.
Oh, I'm there listening every time Craig curses his micropene while trying to fish it out in front of the urinal.
I don't do that.
And George, I watch you every time you skip wiping.
What? Why would anyone do that?
And then walk right past the sink without even glancing at it. I see you.
Oh, that's terrible. No, I don't do that.
I see you.
I don't do that.
I watch you when you buy your snacks in the overpriced Cumulus Cafe.
Yeah, the prices in there are pretty high.
I'm there, slowly breathing out through the vents.
Well, that's gross.
My breath will mix inside your own body with your breath.
What?
Well, a lot of this is illegal, what you're doing. You know?
Yeah.
You can't stalk people like this and spy on them.
Yeah, it's stalking.
Oh, I want us to become one.
What's that?
Do you know how much I want us to become one?
No.
I want our flesh to become one, George.
Well, it's not going to happen, Steve.
If only we could eat part of each other's flesh so that we could share our dreams.
So weird.
That's not funny.
Oh, George. Oh, I like your blue shirt.
Hey, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, he knows that.
Although you might want to unbutton one more so Steve can get his groin to Christmas a little bit sooner.
Okay.
Gosh.
I'm calling the authorities.
Oh, Craig. Do I make you nervous?
A little bit.
Does little Craig become scaredy-weardy when Uncle Steve talky-walks?
Okay, don't talk like that. Nobody likes that.
Oh, I wouldn't want to scare you. No, no. Bad Steve. Bad Steve scaring little Craggy-wag.
Goodness.
Oh, no.
Pain inside my head. It won't stop.
God.
Make it stop! This happens every time I think about the Rangers.
The Rangers?
Okay, we're learning more about him. He's a big baseball fan.
George.
Oh, gosh. What?
Can you feel me? I'm so close to you right now.
Nope.
I could almost reach out and touch you. So close. Oh, Craig. Have you ever even been to Monkey Wrench Bicycles?
How do you know I'm wearing that t-shirt?
Or is that just a shirt that old Steve accidentally left at your house after I used it to clean up?
Oh, gross.
The creepiest right. guy we have on
That's
the show.
Enough.
Just a warning before I let you go. Mm-hmm. On All Hallows Eve, old Steve will be coming down from the attic to get his revenge for what you did to me. For what all of you did to me.
Oh, gosh. I don't think we did anything to you.
Yes, you did. You made Steve listen to political ads for 6 straight weeks.
We have to carry those. We don't have a choice.
Yeah.